You're listening to a music podcast from St. Benedict's Table, a congregation of the Anglican Church of Canada located in Winnipeg, Manitoba. It's September 2nd. Over the course of July and August, we've taken a break from producing additional podcasts. We have continued with our sermon podcasts every week, but the music podcast and other special episodes have been put on hold for a bit of a break. It was a hot, dry couple of months here on the Canadian prairies, but we've had some rain, probably not enough for the farmers, not enough to save many of the crops, but some are doing better and the rivers are flowing a little higher and the things are greening up again, just in time for fall. There's a chill in the air at night. Autumn is definitely on its way. It's also been a tough summer in terms of the threat of a fourth wave of COVID. News coming out of Afghanistan, an earthquake in Haiti, a devastating hurricane in New Orleans, and all of the other signs of the climate crisis. So it makes sense to turn to a lament song. And today's featured song is by Lois Gillespie. It's called Sad Regret. Lois has been serving as an artist in residence with us these past 9 months and has produced 3 original songs with another one, she says, on the way. But today we're going to feature Sad Regret. There's no question that this song, which she finished up in May of 2021, is a lament. Waves crashing, lost passions received by the sea, wild cold winds, night begins, I'm brought to my knees. Fading photographs of friends and lovers past, one more chance to start again. Still we are tethered to the days of sad regret as each day bleeds into the next. And then this hopeful closing couple of lines, I'm dreaming, still believing there will be peace. But she only gets there after lamenting and lamenting openly. Lament is an important part of the language of faith for Jews and Christians alike. Calvin Sierveld, in an essay titled Why We Need to Learn to Cry in Church, which was included in a book, Forgotten Songs, Reclaiming the Psalms for Christian Worship, and Cal called the lament psalms God's wonderful provision for crying in church. A biblical psalm of lament, he said, is not just a sad lyrical monologue, bewailing your forlorn and outcast state, but instead is an intense emergency room cry to the Lord whom you trust to hurry and come through with life or death help. And in that essay, he wonders, would blues psalms, that doesn't mean just biblical psalms, but newly created material in a blues and psalmic lament kind of a mode, would blues psalms be a way to help people, if not to cry in church, at least to let their eyes well up with tears? Because God saves the tears of troubled believers in God's bottle. As I read Lois's lyrics, I was also reminded of a Duke Ellington song, a classic song called Come Sunday, particularly in the version recorded with Mahalia Jackson, in which the original lyrics were reworked. The song opens, Lord, dear Lord, I've loved God Almighty. God of love, please look down and see my people through. I believe that sun and moon up in the sky, when the day is gray, I know it, clouds passing by. He'll give peace and comfort to every troubled mind. Come Sunday, oh, come Sunday, that's the day. The Sunday being literally the day of worship, but also in the Black church tradition, this powerful symbol of hopefulness beyond the grinding of the other 6 days of the week. Up from dawn till sunset, she sings in the closing verse, man work hard all the day. Come Sunday, oh, come Sunday, that's the day. It's that flavor that Lois captures in her original song. Unafraid to lament, unafraid to weep over sad regret, yet holding in view that closing couple of lines, I'm dreaming, still believing, there will be peace. Now, this recording was done by Lois in her apartment. It's very basic, very simple. It's a good quality demo song, and we're delighted to share it with you. Lois Gillespie, Sad Regret.
Friends and lovers pass.
courageous thing to lament, to cry in church, to use Cal Searvold's image. And I'm grateful that Lois was prepared to share this song with us. If you consult the show notes, you'll find a link to a designated post on our webpage where this song, along with two others, are featured. You'll also find a link back to all of the music podcasts that we produced over the course of the pandemic, which I'd encourage you to explore if you've not yet done that. Also on the website, you might consider clicking the donate button and providing a little bit of support for our online work. That's an invitation, not an expectation. I'm your host, Jamie Howison. Thanks for listening.